Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W.G. Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Oh, yes, we've been having a lot of rain and stormy weather here lately. This is the stormy season and plenty of rain. The grass is beautiful. The trees are beautiful and green. Yes, yes, it's good for something, isn't it? Bless God. But we thank God for the weather right now. What kind of weather are you having at this time? Well, I trust that it's some good weather. Yes, yes. But we're so glad to be with you, you and you today. Praying for you, wishing you well, yes, that every one of you are doing well. You can give us a call at 347-857-3925. You can give us a call. Let us know, you know, how you're doing. We'll have praise to report. You know, just let us know you're there. Let us know you're listening. Let us know you thank God for us. And I want to thank you personally also. You know, I know you got a praise report. I know God's been doing great things for you. And this is the day that the Lord has made. Yes, yes. Now we're going to have prayer by Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, giving honor to God. I tell you, we serve such an awesome God that He sees fit for many of us to wake up this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, as we come before you, Lord, giving you honor, glory, and praise, Lord Father. Father God, holding up, Lord Father God, your holy name, Lord Father, giving you honor and glory, Lord Father, and praise that's due unto your holy name. Father God, we come before you, Lord, asking for forgiveness, Lord Father God, where we have sinned against you, Lord Father God. Father God, thanking you, Lord Father God, for being a merciful and just God, Lord Father. Thank you for your mercy and goodness, Lord Father. Father God, as we come before you, Lord Father God, we hold to you right now, Lord Father God, Victor Santos, Lord Father God, and his family right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father God. Touch them right now. You know what they need in this time right now, Lord Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord Father God, to touch Andre Green right now, Lord Father. Continue to touch his eyes right now, Lord Father. Father God, not only his eyes, Lord Father God, but Father God, touch his whole body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, give him strength right now, Lord Father. Father God, let him, Lord Father God, search for you right now, Lord Father God, crying out to you, Lord Father God, knowing, Lord Father God, that you are the God of healer right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for what you did for Eldred Christian right now, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God, to touch his body right now, Lord Father. Father God, we hold to you, Lord Father, Elmer Smith right now, Lord Father. We thanking you, Lord Father God, how you brought her out of surgery, Lord Father God, and she is on the road for recovery, Lord Father. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for Dante right now, Lord Father, giving him, Lord Father God, the strength, Lord Father God, as he continued to deal right now, Lord, Father God, with the passing of his mom, Lord. Father, have mercy, Lord, Father, for those, Lord, Father God, that lost loved ones, Lord, Father. Father God, you said you send the comforter, Lord, Father. Give them peace right now, Lord, Father. Father God, let them think on the goodness, Lord, Father, of you, Lord, Father. Father God, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for the healing right now, Lord, Father God, of Pastor James Harrington right now, Lord, Father. Continue to heal his ribs right now, Lord, Father. Father God, for those that have court cases, Lord, Father, Father, Mr. Benjamin Vern, Lord, Father God, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for them being victorious right now, Lord, Father. Father God, you be the lawyer, you be the judge, you be everything, Lord, Father God, that they need at that present time, Lord, Father. And Father God, let them continue to say that they are victorious. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we pray for the family, Lord, Father God, of Mr. Wesley Brown right now, Lord, Father. Strengthen them, Lord, Father. Touch his wife right now, Lord, Father. Father God, continue to give her the peace that pass all understanding, Lord, Father. Father God, we hold to you, Dorothy Tress, in prayer, Lord, Father God, that stop eating, Lord, Father God. Oh, Father God, if is your will, Lord, Father God, just have your way with her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, if she don't know you, Lord, Father God, place someone in her path, Lord, Father God. Father God, for her, Lord, Father God, to come into the kingdom, Lord, Father God, if it's your will, Lord, Father. In the name of Jesus, continue, Lord, Father God, to touch Chad Nemhurt right now, Lord, Father God. Father God, continue to touch his broken legs right now, Lord, Father. Father God, the road to recovery, we know it's a long one, but with you, Lord, Father God, we know there is peace and comfort in it right now, Lord. Father God, we praying right now, Lord, Father God, for those that have cancer, Lord, Father, diabetes, Lord, Father. Father God, you say by your stripes we are healed, Lord, Father, and we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for your healing right now, Lord, Father. We know nothing is too hard for you, Lord, Father. Continue, Lord, Father God, to strengthen, Lord, Father, Deacon Chris right now, Lord, Father. Father God, touch Cheryl White right now, Lord, Father. Those that are dealing with dialysis right now, Lord, Father God, strengthen them right now, Lord, Father. Those that are doing chemo, Lord, Father God, strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Oh, Father, we're just thanking you right now, Lord, Father. Continue to touch Mr. James Hennett right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Have your way right now, Lord, Father. Father God, we even praying today for our unsaved loved ones, Lord, Father God, that they may seek your face, Lord, Father God, and not leave here and go to a Christless grave, Lord, Father. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God, I hold to you, Lord, Father God, my apostle right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, touch her body right now, Lord, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over it right now, Lord, Father God. Father God, from the crown of her head, Lord, Father God, to the soles of her feet right now, Lord, Father. We speak healing right now, Lord, Father God. Touch her, Lord, Father God, as she bring forth, Lord, Father God, this word, Lord, Father God. Decrease her right now, Lord, Father God, as you increase in her right now. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you got no hold right now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you right now in the name of Jesus. So you ought to take your hand off and take your flight and go right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God, I hold to you, Lord, Father God, each and every leader, Lord, Father God, that standing, Lord, Father God, in your pulpit, Lord, Father God, preaching your word, Lord, Father, continue, Lord, Father God, to strengthen them right now, Lord, Father God. Oh, Father God, touch them right now, Lord, Father God. Oh, Father, we praying for this nation right now, Lord, Father. Oh, Father, we cry out mercy today, Lord, Father. Mercy, Lord, Father. Father God, mercy in the United States, Lord, Father. Have mercy, Lord, Father God, upon our president right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Oh, Father, strengthen your people, Lord, Father God, in this day, Lord, Father.
Father God, you say you give us ears and we hear not, Lord. Father God, and eyes and we see not, Lord. Father, Father God, today, Lord, Father God, I'm praying, Lord, Father. Father God, that the eyes, Lord, Father God, that you give us, Lord, Father, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to take the scales off, Lord, Father God, and unstop the deaf ears today, Lord, Father. And Father God, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to touch this airways, Lord, Father God, as the word come forth, Lord, Father. Let it continue, Lord, Father God, go out, Lord, Father God, to the nation, Lord, Father God, and they hear, Lord, Father God, the word, Lord, Father God, and they come, Lord, Father God, and repent unto you, Lord, Father God. And Father God, I ask all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Now a word today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Every great person has first learned how to obey, whom to obey, and when to obey. Every great person has first learned how to obey, whom to obey, and when to obey. And we say, govern yourselves accordingly. Praise God. Ain't God good? Ooh, God is so good to us. Greetings to you once more and again. Those of you that thought it not robbery to listen to us today, we thank God for you. We thank God for you that listen on a continual basis. We send you lots of love and hugs today. And prayers, of course. We know that you're praying for us, so we're praying for you also today. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. To know that we are exchanging prayers at this hour. Thank God. Hallelujah. That we do have somebody that will pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that all right? God is real good to us, isn't he? He's so good. He's so good to, you know what, you just want to think about that scripture when he says in Psalms, say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see. Isn't that a word for him to ask us? Taste and see. All right? My. God is so good. Mm-hmm. Now, today, we're just going to talk a little bit to you today. Coming from 1 Chronicles 14. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read a little bit for you and talk as we go, you know, and let you see just where we're going, what God is saying here. Now, we're going to start with a little, the first verse here. We're going to skip some. Speaking of the sons of David, we're not going to go into pronouncing all those, okay? And it says, now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David and timber of cedar with masons and carpenters to build him a house. And David perceived that the Lord had confirmed him king over Israel. Now, that would give you a hint, wouldn't it? When the king of Tyre sent messengers to David with timber, cedars, and masons, and carpenters to build him a house. Gonna build him a house. Hmm? And now, did it mean that he didn't really know or was sure that he was chosen to be king? Yeah, you know, he knew Saul was the king, but he didn't think about himself being the king, you see. And a lot of times God brings people in your life and you don't know what they're there for. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So David perceived that the Lord had confirmed him king over Israel. For his kingdom was lifted up on high because of his people Israel. And the Bible says, and David took more wives. Now, don't you do that now. Okay? Guys, don't you do that. David took more wives at Jerusalem, and David begat more sons and daughters. Now, we're not going to call all these sons and daughters out, because that's a whole lot of praise God. But we're going to jump on down to the 8th verse now. And when the Philistines heard that David was anointed king over Israel. Now, listen now. You want to make the devil mad? Get anointed. If you are anointed and God has elevated you and God is moving in your life doing great and wonderful things, let me tell you, now you're finna cause trouble. If you never had any trouble before, you fixing to have trouble. See, it said, all the Philistines went up to seek David, and David heard of it and went out against them. Now, he heard about them. Now, you know, rumors travel fast, don't they? Things travel. When you think you're doing something secretly, let me tell you one thing. It's going to always come out. All you got to do is be patient long enough. You ain't got to speculate. You ain't got to surmise anything. All you'd be is just be secret as you call yourself to be. Let me tell you one thing. It's going to all come out in the wash. Isn't that what the old folks used to say? Well, with the young folks saying it too. It's going to come out. And David went out against them. And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. Now, the devil don't mind, causing trouble. He caused more trouble than Carter got liver pills. You know, he will spread himself all over the place thinking he doing God a service. This is what's going on today. He's spreading himself all over the place, from one end of the world to the other, and nobody is exempt. Let me tell you now, nobody is exempt. And he's spreading himself. Yes, he's doing. He's just all over the place. And you know what? The saints ain't got no better sense than to walk right into it. They think they spiting people. They think they hurting folks. And nevertheless, you may be hurting somebody. You may be hurting somebody by your actions, but who's going to pay for it? You're going to end up paying for that hurt that you're trying to cause. Now, if somebody get hurt, you know, without somebody planning to hurt somebody, then that's a different story. You know, you're not held responsible for that. But let me tell you one thing. When an enemy come up against God's people, you got to watch out. Something is fixing to happen, and it ain't going to be good. Yeah. So what we going to ask you today? We're going to just ask you a question. Do you need a breakthrough? Some enemies has come up against you. No matter what you call that enemy, okay? No matter what you call that enemy, everybody has an enemy. Now, if you think you so high and mighty and hot and fired up with Jesus, you ain't got no enemy, you done lied to yourself, okay? You just lied to yourself. You got one. Now, here David was anointed king, over Israel. He anointed. And enemy, as soon as he ain't even got his foot in the door already. And here comes some enemies rising up against him. Now, that's quick, ain't it? You see what I'm trying to tell you? The same thing happened to you. Now you see why you need a breakthrough? Because some enemy has slipped up against you, fooled you, lied to you, and told you you're doing the right thing, and you know it ain't coming out right. You know the thing ain't coming out right, but you want to play like it is, want to fool people that, oh, I'm all right, I'm doing good, and I ain't got no enemy come against me, honey, because I know I got the Holy Ghost. Everybody got the Holy Ghost, still got enemies. Excuse me. And David inquired of God, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines?
And wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? Huh? And the Lord said unto him, go up, for I will deliver them into thine hand. Now he's asking a question, shall I go up? Huh? I know the devil is here, and we think we are, you know, this is where I found Christians to be today. Every one of the Christians, that they think they're so bad that they are able to fight against anything that come up against them, and so they just run into it blind, you see. Instead, David did not run into these enemies. He knew they had spread themselves. Now, he know his God is able to, because he's already experienced that before. You see, that God can. Okay? So what does he do? He go up and he go and ask God, shall I go up against the Philistine? See? Now, I'm with him. I'm with David. You hear what I'm saying? I'm with David myself, you know, because of this here. You know all these people up here, and they trying to kill you and take the throne also. You know, the devil don't care about nothing but destroying and killing you. That's all he care about. And if you got people that will pray for you and with you, stand in the gap for you, you need to hang on to them people. Because there's not too many of them around today. See, you feel like a man that got a nice wife, you feel like the grass green on the other side. Well, they seem like they more anointed. You know what you say. They seem like they more anointed over here. Just because they jump and shout and holler and hoop, you think they more anointed. And they paying a little attention to you. Okay, now they can pay attention to just sucker you in and get you out there and leave you in the deep. Leave you out there to drown. This is what the devil will do with a heartbeat. Your heartbeat. That's what he'll do it with. But David knew better than to go up against these enemies without consulting his God. And he said, will thou deliver them into my hand? Am I going to be victorious over this situation? We go into things today without asking God. Well, I did pray. I heard somebody told me one time, well, I prayed and everything all right. And when they got to the place it wasn't all right, I said, well, hey, you told me not to pray. You didn't need my prayer, so there it go. But you allow the enemy to fool you. And take you on a journey you did not have to be on. He's trying to give you what he promised God to do. God is trying to give you peace, and you trying to get unpeaced. Let's put it this way. You trying to get into pieces, because he going to tear you up into pieces, your life into pieces, you see. When you try to hurt other people, let me tell you that. When you're trying to deliberately hurt other people, you are in for trouble. Now, you can read the book and find out you're in trouble. Don't take a prophet to tell you, a psychic, and nothing else to tell you. You're in trouble because you're deliberately trying to hurt people. And you know one thing? Let me tell you one thing. God don't like that kind of ugliness. Now, these people waited till David got the throne, and they go and try to attack him. David said, now, let me go and see what God say here. I want to be sure you're going to be there with me. See? And the Lord said unto him, he answered him back. The Lord said unto him, go up, for I will deliver them into thine hand. I'm going to do this for you. Because I chose you. When God chose somebody, you know, I know you may think God didn't chose this one you put on. Well, I'm kind of, honey, I don't know if God called them or not. You're right, you don't know. See, you guess it, whether God called that person. Let me tell you, take it like this here. Well, now that's God's problem. He called them, that's God's problem. It's not my problem. Do you see? I'm looking for a breakthrough in my life. Break me out of all these thinking that I'm so holy that nothing can touch me. Let me tell you, devil got some junk out there that you ain't even never heard of. And he don't mind throwing it on you. Every day I see him throwing stuff on people, trying to even stop this ministry. He's trying to stop this ministry. Now, if you're going to tell people, you're going around telling people we not a church, and then you're going to try to stop it, something wrong with that picture. Huh? You definitely need a breakthrough. You definitely need deliverance. Hear what I'm saying? You need deliverance. Did you get the picture here? Because now you're saying two things now, two things. One, we ain't a church. And the next minute, you trying to throw some voodoo on us to kill us. Now, what you going to kill something if it's already dead? Huh? How you going to kill something already dead? See, if you are not sure we are of God, then you better leave it alone. Do you get what I'm trying to tell you? Huh? There is enough devils out there now trying to tear God's kingdom down. Notice I say trying to, because he can't tear nothing that God built down. See? Now, if God didn't build us, we would have been down a long time ago. See? With devils from the north, south, east, and the west, even across the water, devils coming trying to tear this ministry down. They're saying because when they listen, they cause, you know, you ain't a church. How you know ain't a church? You don't even go to church.
Preach up, Pastor.
How you know what a church is if you don't attend the church? Huh? Who are you judging us by? I'll just say us. I ain't talking about nobody else because I get in trouble talking about somebody else. Huh? I can talk about me. I can talk about us. You know? I can put that out there. Because, you know, when we needed a breakthrough, God was there and gave us the breakthrough because we consulted God about everything that we do. Do you hear what I'm saying? This is what we do. I don't do nothing without consulting him. You hear what I'm saying? Because I know better. The devil will have you thinking, oh, that's God. Go ahead on and do it. I've been in that trap too. See? But I vow when I get out of that trap, after reading scripture like David said here, shall I go up against the Philistines? Huh? Are you going to deliver me? You're going to put them in my hand that I can crush them, break their necks. Huh? You say, you mean I got to ask God, can I fight the devil? Well, you better ask him, is he going to be with you? Because this devil got some strong stuff out there, y'all. I'm here to tell you some real strong stuff out there. And don't let nobody fool you. Ain't no devil. Where you think all the hell you catching? Who made it? Who did it? Huh? Who wants you to go there? Huh? Him. Satan. Want you in hell with him. Because he know that's his destiny. God had planned another destiny for you, and not hell, huh? You going because you want to go. You won't obey. You won't listen to what he say. You won't follow his orders. You want to do what you want to do because you think you so grown. You know? Ain't none of us grown. He said, except you come as a little child. You need a childlike spirit. Do you understand what I'm saying? And when you have a childlike spirit, you obey without going through a whole lot of rigmarole. See, you know what you need right now. You need to have a breakthrough. It could be in your finance. It could be in your home. It could be with your children. It could be. See, we done got so we praise these little bad children so much. My child don't do this, and my child don't do it. Your child is cussing is like a sailor, saying all kind of filthy, nasty stuff, and you up there holding them up. And when something happened, the first thing you say, I don't know what happened to my child. Why they did it to my child? Well, you should know where your child was, one. Two, you should know how he talk or she talk when you're not around. Because when your children is not around, they say all kind of filthy, nasty things to get along with the people that they hang with. And they do ungodly things. Don't sit up and try to put them in heaven and they just as hellish. You see? They got to pray. Remember Job now. Go back to Job. You know Job, before all his catastrophes was happening to him, he was praying for his children, offering sacrifices up to God for his children. He said, because I don't know what they're doing. They're in their own home, and I don't know what they're doing. They might sin against God. Did you hear what I'm saying? He wasn't with them, and he is a man of wisdom, a very strong person. So therefore, what he's saying, I'm not going to say they're doing the right thing. They may not see God as I see God. Huh? They may not worship God like me. They not sacrificing. They could be cussing God. But he was offering up sacrifices for them. You need to offer up sacrifices for your children, your grandchildren, your whoever you idolize it. Hmm? I love my children, but I ain't going to idolize them. They can be some humdingers when they want to be. Make you want to feel like hitting them on the head with something. You see? That's what they do. But don't you sit up and put them in the place of God. I give my child everything I ain't never had. That's the biggest mistake you ever made. They become spoiled, rotten, and then when they get older, they want more. And if they can't get more, you won't give them more. They either kill you to take what you got, or they go out there and rob somebody.
Come on now, speak the truth.
And you did it. Why did he have to do that? He didn't have to do that. I couldn't. No, you wouldn't have given it to him. You told him no, so he went out there and tried to get some, because you used to say yes all the time. See? We get ourselves in trouble. You don't know. Go to God. Say, God, show me how to raise these children that I have, that you've allotted me to. See, don't be afraid. Was David, here's David a king, and was he afraid to ask God? Why are you afraid to ask God? If you need deliverance, you need some breakthrough in your life, in your home, your husband, your wife, your children, your whatever. Huh? You need a breakthrough. You go to God. Am I going to get delivered from this? Lord, how long is I have to wait, God? Go through this here trial? You know, ask some questions about it. Huh? And he'll answer you. Yes, he will. And the Bible says, so they came up to Baal-Peor. No, that's a long name. And David smote them there. And David smote them there. Then David said, God had broken in upon mine enemies by my hand like the breaking forth of waters. Therefore, they called the name of that place Bethesium. Huh? He broke through there. God broke. He said God broke through.
This your breakthrough.
Huh?
You going to let God break through right now?
Right now.
Say, God, break through.
Lord,
I need a breakthrough in my life. I need a breakthrough
Lord.
In my body. I need a breakthrough on my job. Lord, I need a breakthrough now. And I need it now.
Yes, Lord.
See? And you know, trouble used to come so long in your life. It seemed like it lasts forever. And you'll be saying, when, Lord, when? I know you're a deliverer, but when are you going to deliver me, God, out of this, from this? Lord, deliver my body out of this pain. Lord, deliver me from this misery with my husband won't act right. Lord, deliver me, God, my children won't act right. You say, when, Lord, when? Look like it go on and on, don't it? Can you imagine the children of Israel for 400 years? In misery, huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Now, they had gotten to the place, they had been in trouble so long that they done forgot how to ask God when.
Jesus.
Huh?
Jesus.
When? They got used to being in bondage. Are you used to being in bondage? Is you beginning to like the bondage? Because I honestly think some people just love people disliking them, love to be in bondage. You ever watch some people sometimes look like they just love being in bondage? Especially them perverted ones. You know, you got a woman say, my husband loved me, and he beating her all upside her head all the time. But she say he love her, and if he don't beat her, she don't think he love her. Now, that's perverted.
Jesus.
I don't want nobody hitting on me. I like love and plenty of it. See, I like plenty love. Do you see what I'm saying? You ain't got to break me out of that. I'm already broke out of that. Okay? I know you don't love me if you hit me. Okay? David said, God had broken in upon mine enemy. By mine hand, huh? He done broke in on my enemy. Lord, he just delivered me. I got a breakthrough.
Mm.
Now, if he hadn't asked for it, do you think he would have gotten one?
No.
Huh?
No.
He said, anything you ask the Father in my name, he said he'd give it to you. That's what Jesus said, right?
Amen.
So now, if you don't ask for it, you don't get it. We sometimes stay in a position so long, we don't know why. We don't think to ask for it. We have pride. We don't want nobody to hear us. You know, you get in church and you hope the preacher whisper in your ear. Because you don't want nobody to know your business. Well, honey, it ain't your business no more. It belongs to God. If you're giving it to God, he subs the broadcast. You see, so every preacher ain't going to whisper in your ears. Some of them going to say, yea, the Lord say, my child, that you need the breakthrough. In your home, your husband and you haven't been doing right for the past 10 years.
Jesus.
Now, you sure going to be mad with that preacher, angel. You ain't coming back no more, are you? Because he put your business in the street. Well, let me tell you, if you want to be mad with God, because God the one told the preacher.
Have mercy on
us. Nobody else told him. God the one told him that, you know, you was having that trouble, and you just came up for prayer. Now, you don't want God to know, sit down. Stay home like that. But you know what? God has a habit with me, he does. You don't have to come, and I know what you're doing. He tells me I'd be all the way home minding my own business, and your face will come before me, and I can see what you're doing when you try to hide. That's when you hide. Okay? That's a strange thing. I used to think it was so strange, you know, but you never know how God's going to work these days, you know. But the thing is, you need a breakthrough. See? you're going through these hard trials and things are just, you can't get your hand on no money, and it come in one hand and slip out the other one, you know, all that kind of stuff, and you look around and it all done turned brown. All your money done turned brown. You can't pay your bills. You need a breakthrough. You need a financial breakthrough. And David called upon God. Why can't you call upon him? Huh? And don't whisper, God, don't let nobody know it. I know somebody tell you, you don't have to tell nobody. You don't have to tell nobody. Now listen to this here. Now we know the Bible said that your gift to make room for you, right?
Yes.
You know you got a gift, right?
Mm-hmm.
And look like you ain't got no room yet. Huh? So now what do you do? Okay, God, how do I work this? How do I handle this situation? Your Bible say, the word say here that you wrote in this word that my gifts would make room for me. What you do? You go to him and ask him, right? Or you could be an advertiser. Because people today, they ignore you. Your gift too. They figure ain't nobody gift working but theirs. So somehow they ain't making no room, is it? Only if you got a big name, people will make room for you. Huh? Only if you on TV will they make room for you. They ain't going to make room for no little person. The person may do them good. They not going to make no room for them. You see? Do you get what I'm saying? How we turn things upside down, and listen, and I ask this question. If I'm wrong, you can tell me. Somebody can tell me if I'm wrong. But listen to this here. Huh? What happened, to when God tell you to go to certain church, a church, and minister to somebody? And you say, well, they too little. They ain't got but two or three people. God didn't tell you to count how many people. He told you to go there and minister to somebody there. Somebody there had been crying out for him and for a word and needed the word that you got. Do you get the picture? Oh, you need a breakthrough bad. Because you can't hear God because you're looking for a crowd. You're looking for to be on the TV somewhere. God ain't got everybody on no TV. Some of his best people are behind the scene, that you don't even know their name. But if they come to you, now what about you as a big-time preacher? God send some little woman, I'll say a woman, a little old woman from way back in the cut, and send them to you to give you a word, what you've been searching something for God, and you were looking for that word, and they come to bring you the word, you don't want to hear it because they too little. And if they're a woman, that's why I say woman, because you ain't want no woman to tell you nothing. You need a breakthrough. You need a breakthrough from yourself. Because you got too big to hear God. You hear what I'm saying? You got too big to hear God. Okay? You're all about yourself now. Now, if you want the God to do what he said he going to do for you, then you're going to have to get rid of all of that stuff. Do you hear me? We have so many issues today until God ain't got no room to move in your life, because you got so many issues. Well, that's a woman, and I don't want no woman to give me no. I'm going to tell you one thing. God told me, was giving me, he uses me with people's health, houses, stuff like that most of the time. And this person was, God told me this person
had a sickness in their body, and you know, I was getting ready to minister to him about the sickness, and that person said, "I ain't sick. I'm fine." You know, I say, "Okay, whatever," and I moved on, and found out, you know, later they sick. Got to go to the hospital and been going back and forth and all of that there. When God was willing to heal them right then, they want to turn it off because I'm a woman.
Come on.
And I was non-essential. You know, women are non-essentials. You see? Listen, I wouldn't care if you the little baby. If you lay hands on me to get healed, honey, put all your hands on me. Do you see? Because I want to get healed, and I ain't going to be no prejudice about it. Well, I want you putting your hand on me because, you know, you're a woman. I am putting your hand on me because you're a man. You know, dumb stuff. You know, it's like, okay, say for instance, you know, these people needing help. You need help. And I was looking at something somewhere, and this a woman was at this doctor's office. Yeah, oh yeah, and she don't want no black doctor to touch her child. She want a white doctor. She gonna sit there and let her child die till she find a white one.
Come on.
And you know what I said? I sure hope they ain't got a white one nowhere in the place. Be good enough for. You say, why? Ain't that cruel? No, because it's dumb. You need help. Huh? David wasn't looking for some colors or something. All he needed help at that time. And when you need help, you get whatever help is available to you at that time. If you're in a hospital, what color? They got all kind of doctors in the hospital. And some of them best doctors is from another country. They are very sincere about their jobs. Because I've dealt with some of them, I can't even pronounce names. And they were better than the American doctors, I'll just tell you that. I wish I had them now. More dedicated they were, you see. So why you want to be so particular, but when it's come down to help, honey, and God trying to break you out of these little racist things, huh? He had us kind of out about a little bit. We were just out a little bit. They wasn't voicing it as much as they are at this time. They had kind of quit. For a while. See, but now the devil jumped in and stirred this mess up. That's the bunch of Philistines that stirred up this mess, spread these cells all over the United States. Now you got people can't even go to the store. Somebody jumping on talking about you don't belong here. Well, my money's green, it ain't black. And I thought they take green money. You can't even drive a car. Well, why you got such a nice car? Well, I'm paying the bills. You know, that's why. I bought what I want. You bought that Chevrolet you bought. You bought your Chevrolet. I just happen to like another type of car. You know, we all paying the same thing. These here tremendous car payments. You paying just as much for your Volkswagen as I'm paying for a Cadillac. You see what I'm saying? But, yeah, you need a breakthrough. Do you see what I'm saying? You need a breakthrough. Why are you so jealous about what somebody got? You definitely need a breakthrough. Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
Because God saw fit to bless this one. And he didn't bless you like that. Well, you got the blessing you wanted. See? Ain't nobody bothering you about yours. I like to live in a certain kind of place. Well, I had a reason for it. My life was threatening, and that's why you find me living in a different type of community, because my life was threatened for safety's sake. I did. But then people got on it. She thinks she's so big and so bad. I ain't big. I ain't got no money in the bank. I ain't big. I get big when I got a bank full of money. Notice I say a bank full. I own the bank. You see what I'm saying? I don't pay no attention to all that because you don't know the cause or the reason. See, you speculated. I got my breakthrough when God tell me where to go to be safe, where to go to be on my assignment. See, because when I get there, I have an assignment there for that neighborhood where I am. See, because I inquired of God, where do you want me to go? Where should I go, Lord? I want to be where you desire for me to be, where I'll be some help where I am. You see? Do like David do. And the Bible saying, when they had left their gods there, David gave a command, and they were burned with fire. They put their gods down there. Huh? He burned them all with fire. You don't find nobody burning people's gods these days, do you? They scared. You don't find everybody want to be apostle, bishop, and chief apostle, and chief this, and chief that, and chief everything. Is there chief bishops too? I don't know. They chief everything. But then you don't find nobody doing like the apostles in the Bible. They burn these other gods that is not belong to God, Jesus, Son of the living God. Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jehovah. They do not touch them. They let them say, oh, well, that's these people's property. Well, yes, that's their property. I think it was their property when they were in the Bible, too, wasn't it? That was their property. But who had precedence over them and their property was God Almighty. He reigned supreme. And he reigns. You want to kill people, but you don't want to kill them, break down the gods that they done built and got sitting all around and everywhere else. They got Buddha around it. And all the rest of them fellas. I don't know all their names. But I know this. They are not the Almighty God. The one that made everything, us included. Don't you see why you need a breakthrough? How you going to bring your enemies down? How they going to be under your footstool, your foot, brother, if you always holding them up? Can you tell me that? Now he say he'd make your enemies your footstool, right? Now how you going to be that? If you always holding them up, you can't hold them up in your hand and get them under your foot at the same time. Do you get the picture? See what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. We need a breakthrough in our lives, in our Christian walk. We need to know whose side we on. We come to the conclusion that most people don't know whose side they're on. Today they're on God's side, tomorrow they're on the devil's side, because that makes for peace for them. They don't have to fight nobody. See, what happened to David? David said, make my hands of war. His hands are hands of war. That means I have enemies all around that I have to fight. He had these Philistines that he had to fight. But he had permission from God to go ahead. I'm with you. I got your back. Now you want somebody to have your back? Call on God. He He's always there by your side. He said, I'm always by your side. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Now check this out. You got to listen at this 13th verse. And the Philistines yet again spread themselves abroad in the valley. Now they, one thing about it, they know where to stay at, don't they? In the valley. They ain't got to that mountain yet. The mountain of God yet. Have you got to the mountain of God, or are you still in the valley? Bound up in the valley. You can't go to the left or the right because you're bound by high mountains on each side. So you've got a valley here, and you can't go forward and you can't go back because what? There's someone standing at each opening. Got you hemmed in. Who got you hemmed in today? Who got you hemmed in? You need a breakthrough. Huh? Think about the children of Israel out there when before Moses and got up to open up the sea. What happened? They had nowhere to turn. They had done ran. Well, one thing about it, they didn't run out the shoes because the shoes ain't never waxed old. Because some of us would have run out our shoes, running from the enemy. They got to a point they could not go in that the way God do so many times. He bring us all the way to the edge. Now, you got a choice when you get to the edge. You either going to believe God or you going to jump off.
Come on now.
Now, which one you going to do today?
Hey, believe God.
Are you going to get that breakthrough?
Thank you, Jesus.
You know you need a breakthrough in your life. Things are not going according to how you desire them to be. And you got the choice. You make the choice whether you're going to break them chains that's binding you or you're going to get out of that valley and you're going to go up to Mount Zion. Now, what you going to do? Think about it. It's your choice today. God is giving you the choice. See? Now the enemy comes back. You think you got rid of him one time, then here he is again. He rising up again. Trying to block your progress. Stop you from being elevated.
Come on.
Stop you from getting healed. And God said that he did what? He died for that, for you to be healed. Every stripe was on his back was for your healing. Now, you can either believe it or not believe it, and the enemy keeps you not believing more than believing.
Come on now.
Huh?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
And then you figure out, God, what's blocking me from getting healed? You have to ask God, what's blocking me from getting healed? You got to think of a lot of ways. For one thing is, if I get healed, am I going to leave you when I get healed? Because, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Because a preacher said one time that he prayed for his sister, and God say, God, why you ain't healing my sister? He said, look, he said, I healed her before. Every time I heal her, she get well, and she go back to doing what she was doing before. He said, he's not going to heal her now. And so he said, I'm going to take her. You see what I'm saying? Because she wouldn't stay here. She wanted to go back what she was doing. You may be in that shape yourself today. Huh? But tell me this today. Ain't this time for you to get a breakthrough? Tell yourself. Talk to yourself. Prophesy to yourself. Today, I'm getting a breakthrough. Today, I'm getting a breakthrough. I'm coming out of this valley. I've been in the valley too long. Hallelujah. I know the mighty clouds say in the storm, but you've been in the valley too long, too. You've been murking around in the dark too long. Get up, rise up, and give God the glory. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, you can't say that wasn't an awesome word of God. So you know what?
today you ask God for your breakthrough, and tune in tomorrow to hear awesome and powerful word coming from an awesome woman of God. Till then, you be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go. When
I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go. When
I
let God,
let him have. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.